Hello.
Sean,
What are you doing calling me?
what?
And you thought I would do that?
I know you want me to, Sean, but you know I can't.
How about because you're Terry's closest friends? How about because your girlfriend? It's one of my closest friends. You don't even listen to me.
What? No, I didn't say there haven't been times I didn't think about what that would be like.
Look, the first night I did this, I told you I was drunk and I was alone. I know what you want to do, so don't deny it. It's because I did not know how to tell you to stop calling me. Look, I may miss your voice too. Well, there's nothing special about my voice.
That's sweet of you to say.
And I even admit the way you made me feel so naughty and like such a bad girl. It's gonna be my downfall, probably. The night we talked, I told you way too many of my weak points. I told you too well what turns me on. You want to get your best friend's girl to be naughty with you. It's just, what if he walks in here? But you are going to get us caught.
Sean, I can't.
I knew when you were over here swimming today with your girlfriend, and I could tell the way you were looking at me. I could tell that you were going to call me, or you were going to do something. Okay, well, maybe I did know you find me attractive. Well, it's not hard to tell. Out by the pool today, you were staring holes through me. No, I actually kind of liked it. That's sort of why I came back inside, changed into my really tiny bikini, so you could see pretty much all of me.
I thought Kathy was gonna see you because you were doing everything but drooling by the pool today.
I bet he saw you looking at me the way you were looking at me. But I thought me and you were buddies, and that's why you flirted with me all the time. Maybe that's why I let my fantasy about you go so far. But I think it's really because something about you has always turned me on. And that's why I flirted back with you. This is so dangerous. Maybe that's why I love it so much, and why I can't resist this. I know you love that feeling. You're naughty just like I am.
But can I just listen now?
And when you look at me, do you look at me as only Terry's girlfriend? You know how we'll go upstairs when we have a party at the house, and everyone else stays down in the game room. Those nights that you and I have sat upstairs for 3 hours and no one has interrupted us. He trusts us so much, doesn't he? Well, I'm thinking there's no reason he has to know. I'm thinking this could sort of be our little secret between me and you.
Good. Oh yeah, this is the place where I'm probably best at listening. I'm just laying on top of my bed listening. Yes, that sounds nice. Yeah, that sounds nice too. Yes. We're alone all night long and nobody's supposed to show up.
What am I wearing? I'm laying here with nothing but black panties on. I have some really tiny black panties on tonight.
Oh, these are probably a little bit smaller than my bikini today.
Yes, it's possible to be smaller, trust me. If you told me to take them off, I think I probably would. I wasn't really trying to convince you to do anything. I was maybe willing to let you talk me into it. That's what Terry says a lot of times. I mean, he probably wouldn't even get mad at me doing this. Come on, I am sure he's told you some of the little games we play sometimes. Well, let's just say talking naughty with a friend of his on the phone might be one of the small things we've ever done. Oh, I will tell you more about all that later. I'm just laying here in bed, snug under the covers, and enjoying teasing you a little bit. Are you under the covers too? Do you have on pajamas? And like pajama top and bottom, maybe with footies built in? No. Oh my goodness. Boxer briefs only, huh? So, are your boxer briefs really tight? Just saying, 'cause I mean that bathing suit was really tight today. Did you wear that just for me? I think you did. I think you wanted me to see how big something was, and I already knew. Do you like knowing that I'm going behind his back talking to you? He's the one that tells me fantasies about me being with other men while he wants. You're gonna get me in trouble, but I'm gonna let you. Even if I try to talk to you through an orgasm, I haven't said I was gonna do anything. Yeah, I'm laying down, trying to get comfortable. Go ahead. I guess actually, at this point, I want you to take your cock out and stroke it. And put some lube on it for me so I can hear it better. I know I give you the best orgasms. You love my dirty little mouth, don't you? I tell you things your girlfriend wouldn't dream of telling you, would she? Admit it, you can't keep from calling me now, can you? What kind of things would you be whispering in my ear? Oh my God, yes, I would like that. And maybe I would be whispering back in your ear, telling you that you were making me really wet. Well, remember at this point, you're not helping me stop this from happening. Not one bit. So, what do you think about when you stroke yourself? When you look at me, do you look at me as only Terry's girlfriend and never let your mind think about me? I guess what I'm asking is, when you're in your bedroom like you are now and you start stroking yourself, do you ever think about me? When he had to work and he let you take me to the music festival and you got me drunk and we started kissing. And we both lost control. Sometimes when I'm masturbating, I started thinking about you pulling me over onto the couch with you, and you just start kissing me. I don't resist or try to push you away. I would be thinking in my head, I should, of course, but in my fantasy, I start thinking how turned on you start making me feel when you slide your tongue in my mouth. And when your hands start playing with my tits instead of doing the right thing and pushing them away, I start sucking on your earlobe. I think my nipples could cut diamonds right now. I've gotten them so hard about wetting my fingers and circling my areola. Also gently tugging on my nipples along with twisting them just to the point before I would say ouch. I would probably even enjoy it if you did make me say ouch. And then I start thinking about feeling your hand sliding up my leg. And then you start to slide your hand between my legs. I whisper, what if somebody comes upstairs? I mean, that's dangerous. But when I hear you say the word please, just something about the way you say it turns me on even more. So you feel me opening my legs and you whisper to me, oh my God, yes. And Sean, I can feel you pulling my panties to the side. And I feel one of your fingers just start sliding real gently up and down. And you whisper, I know this is so wrong. I respond by telling you, please slide your finger inside me. As I feel your finger entering me, and my hand naturally finds your cock. And I begin squeezing it. Because you feel me squeezing your cock, your hands begin unbuckling your belt, and I feel your pants loosen, so I know you have unbuttoned them, and you pulled your zipper down. Your hand moves right back between my legs, only this time, two fingers slide inside of me, and it feels so good, don't stop. Do you want to know what happens next? In my fantasy. And you tell me you will be able to hear if anyone's coming, but I don't even have to think about it. And I just lower my head and begin taking you in my mouth. Yeah, you just heard a deep breath. I would love to see how much of that cock I could get in my mouth. After sucking it for probably 30 minutes, I wouldn't even ask. I'd just get on my knees and you'd see in my eyes what I wanted. But you're really in shock when you hear me say, do I have to stop? No comes from the corner of the room. I just wrap both arms around you and I beg you. Oh my gosh, Sean, please fuck me. Even knowing that Terry's watching us, you fuck me all over the living room for over an hour. And when we finish, you call out to Terry to ask something, or to apologize, or get me out of trouble you think I'm in. I smile at you, and tell you he winked at me, and left the room about 20 minutes ago. You like that fantasy, don't you? I want you to come, Sean. And make your best friend's girlfriend come. Yes, and rubbing my pussy. Thinking about how hot it was when you had your tongue in my mouth. And remember how I bit your lip. You said that made your cock so hard. Sean, I want to hear you scream my name when you come. Yeah. Imagine you're inside me, and you're fucking me as hard as I know you want to. My legs wrapped around you so tight, sucking your earlobe and then sliding my tongue in your ear. And then whispering, Sean, oh my God, Sean, I've never been fucked this good. I knew you would know what I needed. And imagine me coming all over your hard cock. After you came, I would lower down under the covers and I would suck all my pussy juice and all of your cum off that cock. Oh my God, yes. Yes, give it to me. Oh my God, scream my name, damn it. I'm coming again, Sean. Oh my God, yes. Just like that. Oh. Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yes, baby. Just like that. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God.